Board member, future requests for agenda items.
Mr. Chair, the State Water Board has hosted a global climate change workshop in August, which brought together an enormous amount of talent. And I would like to suggest that we use the momentum of that workshop to perhaps form a small working group of coastal regions, because Region 1, Region 2, Region 3 particularly, that have threatened and or endangered steelhead and salmon. And I'm specifically looking at 3 and 2 because they're there. If it's possible, I would like to ask our executive officer to begin contacts with those region's EOs and other participatory agencies that were part of that global climate change, and give us a report at the October meeting on the formation of a working group and a strategy for looking at this question, because it clearly is going to deal with endangered species in all three regions. And I think it's something which at the state level, while they look at it, they don't look at it as seriously as we do. So I would like to ask our executive officer to look at those regions and then other agencies that were involved with that workshop.
Okay. No objection. I'm going to put it on the agenda. And then if you have trouble getting a thorough report by October, I think you can just even say you're working on it, or and yeah. I would come back to, as you see fit, proposed actions. But I thought Mr. Massey got the idea of coordinating with some of the other regions. I think it's a real sound idea.
You bet. Love to do it.
Board Member Anderson.
I believe the item, excess sediment amendments, on our next board meeting, but I'm just in terms of staff run up to it. When a sediment amendment was around the previous existence, there were considerable efforts to reach out and meet with groups, and I just want to make sure that happens ahead. Maybe it's just an update in Weaverville, and we're not wading in too far, and that's fine.
And then I think we may need to have another meeting of the board committee. We got quite a bit of input, and I wanted to at least have us digest that and see what we could, whether that warrants it, and in particular whether it might be better to have Garcia handled as a waiver rather than specifically in the basin plan type of amendment. And I think there's some merit to that idea.
And an item that I think about, I'm not sure if it doesn't need to be next time, but we run into the fact that there's either a lot of data collected or there's need for a lot more data to be collected, and I would like to be informed a bit of what monitoring is out there ongoing, what is being collected, and that somebody cares about, you know, all the stuff that's collected and it's coming down into some form where it gets used and we get guided in our decision making by what either there is a lot out there and we should be informed and use it, or there's not much out there and we should be doing something about it. But in either case, I think getting better connection to what is ongoing, what needs to be ongoing in terms of monitoring for the whole host of issues, not just one or the other, but you know, how good a job are we doing on that front?
Yeah, we can give you an update on that. There have been a lot of changes over the last 4 or 5 years. A lot of it associated with funding, and we can kind of give you a rundown on that and let you know where we stand.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
It's an item which has been around and a sore point for a long time. The idea of late submissions and what do we do with them, and I would give you an idea, and it's only an idea, but at some point I'd sure like to make a hard and fast rule. If we get late submission material, that we simply return it to the submitter. Having worked in a mortgage industry where if you don't send the correct payment, we just send it back to you, it tends to get people's attention, and you do get timely submissions then. If there's something which is pending, data monitoring stuff, whatever, that we can't get, then I think we postpone the decision. But I want to have the night before, at least when I'm sitting there reading this stuff, a complete record on which to base a decision. And I'm late submissions drive me nuts.
I share that with you.
You feel my pain.
I do.
I don't know how we do it. The only solution that I can see is that we just simply say, that's the date. You don't get it in. It isn't here. It goes back. I don't even want to see it in the house.
I think we can be a little tighter, maybe in the way we write notices and whatnot, such that there is a cutoff date. If it doesn't come in, if it comes in after that cutoff date, it can't be considered, or we consider a postponement of the item.
Ms. Olson, what do mean judges do about that?
It depends on the item that's before you. There is a provision on
adjudicatory
that allows them to make oral comment right at the hearing. And so there are some instances where we can't not allow that. And so what we try to do is say, please submit comments by X date in writing, and then it's at your prerogative whether you accept a written submittal. And we usually do, because it's just a record of what they said orally. But other than that, are you coming up with the specific permitting one that the regs say you have to allow up to the hearing to accept comments? So, but in most other scenarios, we could be a lot more strict. But, of course, I always like to see what it is. I mean, if you're going to make a decision and something comes in that's substantive, I would want to let the board know.
I will leave that to you and to the staff, that if this is really that imperative, then we just simply postpone the decision.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with that. I mean, I'm sure everybody here spends a fair amount of time going through the agenda, going through the notes, coming down and ready to make an informed decision. I mean, I didn't even have the liberty of sitting in a motel room last night to refresh my mind. I drove down this morning, and so I'm coming in with my notes and my opinions, and then you have a new stack of, oh, by the way, we have this, mm-hmm. an additional set of information.
Are you referring to primarily the water recycling issue, or...
Well, we had it with Fortuna, too.
We had it with Fortuna. We had it with Santa Rosa. And it's because we have a policy which allows it. I mean, it's that simple. If you get hard-nosed about it, the community, be it dischargers or commentators, understand that's what we do.
Well, I can take this if you want, and I can just start ruling them out of order.
Well, I don't. I think on
or they want a postponement. One of the two
on the issue on the resolution. I think our policy is it has to be in 10 days prior. I think our general notice basically says it has to be 10 days prior. But I think Samantha is right. There are certain instances where we do have the.
There are different public comment rules for a different variety of permits. What happens is on all of them, we'll get late submittals. And one reason why we try to address it is because if you can simply submit a late comment and get it postponed, you could do that indefinitely. So we have this balance that we try to make between, I don't want to, we got to get things through the agenda. We got to keep them on the agenda. What do I do when... And so it's often at your discretion, and we can certainly...
There's no question that whether to postpone or not is our decision, not their decision. I'm not going to let that one out of the house. But it gets to the point where it is very obvious, I think, to everybody in this room that Mr. Anderson probably reads better than anybody else. He can absolutely cite you chapter and verse of what the permit says. And I think all of us take seriously what we do. And because we take it seriously, you've looked at it, you've thought about it, you waited, and there you are, and all of a sudden they give you the thing that changes everything, and it's like, no, I don't know.
Well, it was an issue with the whole PACO hearings, too. I mean, this isn't like a brand new thing that we're talking about.
It's right, no, and on the adjudicatory issues, we definitely have deadlines, you know, where we say it has to be in by this date, and we have the discretion to not accept that. On the water resolution one that was here today, I don't know exactly what we had said, but I think that our intention, as we expressed it, was to allow public comment And so that's going to come in up until the last.
Perhaps we can leave it at this, that we charge the chair, the executive officer, and the council to come up with some way of dealing with this problem, because it is a problem.
I'd offer that, you know, I think it's just imperative on the board members to be owly. And, you know, I don't see a way to hard and fast define other than, you know, you rule out somebody because they missed at 5 o'clock 10 days ahead. And you know, at the same time, they're going to sit in front of us and make comments. So you can't have both. I mean, and unwritten oral comments are even harder to fit in than something I got at 5 o'clock the day before. But, you know, today when you get it and it's not even cooled down. It's so fresh.
5 o'clock the day before is even better than right in front of the first thing
but
in the morning.
You know, I think in terms of individually peppering people, and if we have to ask for the chair to rule, you know, the McKinleyville CSD lettered in support of off space is too late. Sorry, you know.
And that's fine.
Yeah, a lot of times it is going to be up to the ruling of the board, the discretion of the board, but we'll tighten up the written procedures when to submit written comments for
sure. Well, and I'll try and tighten up as much as I can too.
It's just
in the final PALCO hearing.
Yeah.
We finally told them, we said, and we had people that, you know, three attorneys were arguing it should go in, or two attorneys, or our attorneys all over, and we said no, our deadline was our deadline, and was our deadline.
Yeah. Because it just gets it upsets the whole apple cart of decision making, and that is bad policy.
And in the end, I mean, you know, like Santa Rosa making a change in their resolution by one word, it means something, or they wouldn't have done it. So it isn't just, oh, by the way, we should.
And I thought we handled that well. We sort of ignored it as a late submission.
And I would also like to compliment Mr. Anderson on adding just a beautiful piece of protection to water quality. I don't think anybody who left this room understood what he did, but he absolutely tightened it up way beyond.
And I think staff was happy with that.
Oh, I'll bet they were.
Definitely, you know, their intention is to see that protected. I think that was a good clarification.
Yep.
Okay. There will be a report that's supposed to be completed for just going over the effectiveness of timber waivers, general waste discharge requirements, a little bit of comparison how our system's working compared to the regional boards. And then there will also be, at least.
Get a little closer to
the. Okay. Getting a sore. Right?
Sorry.
I feel like I've been bull riding, but I.
Jumping jack backside.
It's been previously discussed. It shouldn't be a surprise to staff. In October was chosen to do a survey of our timber waiver, our general waste discharge requirement for timber, evaluating the effectiveness of it. We were really a leader. We wrote it. Does it work? And then two, comparing a little bit to some of the other regional boards. And then there's also a follow-up to having some type of coordination or programmatic interface in the Scott and Shasta Valley area. Mm-hmm. And so that would go on the agenda too. And with that, we have actually a pretty busy October.
And I would discuss one item. I'm not sure actually intent for it to be on the agenda, but in terms of, you know, what we heard today, the PALCO item and the truckload of material going out, you know, I don't know that it's in this board's purview, but some additional support for the legal side of this equation, I think, is critical to have. You know, we're up against a pretty big.
Have we gotten an assigned AG, and did we get the guy we wanted?
Well, I would
recommend we go in a closed session if you want to hear update on that case.
Yeah, I suppose we need to.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I'm concerned about the scope of the update that you would want for October. In terms of timber, simply because of the amount of time.
We requested nothing. We had a volunteer effort from the our executive officer, and I assume they can define it any way they want.
Very well. With that understanding, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Well, then, as far as the public segment, is there any need to go to closed session? I don't think there really is.
We have a couple updates.
Okay. Then we'll adjourn the public session. We'll go to closed session. And if we can have them